Snoring, I've decided, is like those psychologist blob pictures. What you see determines the type of person you are. Do you admit to snoring? Do you hide it and act all high maintenance and claim you sleep in complete peace? Are you lucky if your partner is hard of hearing? I say all of this because I endured a 6-hour flight with a full-on snorer next to me. An older man, surrounded, I might add, by his family, fell asleep before the plane took off and promptly snored loudly from the depths of his lungs, sort of snore and rumbling, and it continued until the flight ended. No one said anything. None of his family nudged him into silence or to give themselves a break, let alone the rest of us. I didn't know whether to be annoyed by this guttural growl or jealous. I struggle to sleep in my own bed, let alone on a plane. So I guess I'm the type of person who prefers to pretend I don't snore. I suspect my husband wouldn't agree. I'm Sarah Mills.